It's a Gemara in Saita. Gemara in Saita Daf Hey says, "Inois and mitzvahs chabilois chabilois." One of the rules of Shas is that you don't do mitzvahs in groups. You do mitzvahs individually. You give a chashivas to each mitzvah. Rashi says, "Shaloi yehei nira alav kemasa." If you do it in groups together, it looks like it's a burden. You don't do it that way. You do each mitzvah separately. Gemara brings four examples, none of which are negah to us. The Gemara says, we don't imashkin beis soitos ka'achas. We don't do that. They mitarim beis mitzirahim ka'achad. We don't do that. And he writes in beis avadim. We don't drill the whole of two avadim together. And in arfin, two egla roof is in one sat. So none of the Gemara's examples are negah lemaisa to us. But nevertheless, it's brought, the halacha is a halacha that we don't do mitzvahs in groups. The most memorable time that this comes up is when you have a bris for twins. We have a bris for two boys on the same day. So if you're ever at a bris for twins, it's schleps a little bit because you don't take out the two babies together. They bring out one baby, they do the bris. They take a break for, I don't know, 10 minutes or 10, how many minutes they take a break? 10 or 15 minutes. And then they bring in the other baby and they do the second bris. Because Einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's the rule. You don't do mitzvahs in pairs together. But we're going to have Rome at the end of Kuf Mem Zayin. Brings the Machlaikis Tosis in the Rambam. Tosis holds, you don't even prepare for it together. Now it's not only you're not mashka two saitais in one shot, but you don't even bring them out together. You bring one, and then you bring the other one, like we do by the bris. We do it because of taisvis, that we don't even bring the two babies together. Limey boy, you don't have two myelim and do the two bris in one shot, but we don't even bring them out together. And it brings that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that you can bring them out together, but you have to separate the maisa hamitzvah. So that's one of the things that the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, and he asks, "What?" So he asks, "Why do we take out two Sefer Torah in one shot out of the Aron?" Now, like the Rambam, it's good. You can do the preparation. You can do it together. But according to Taisvis, why are we taking out two Sefer Torah together? So the Magen Avraham just says that this, which we take out two Sefer Torah, is like the Rambam and not like Taisvis. Really, according to Tosfos, we should take out one Sefer Torah. We finish lighting, take out the other. What? But you're doing a chavilah. You have mitzvah to learn from this and mitzvah to learn from that. I mean, you don't really need to Sefer Torah. You can learn just from one Sefer, really. Maybe it's a teretz. But a bris, it's a tichet zibur, a weekday bris for twins. They don't let you get the bagels until the second bris. It's really, really is a tichet zibur. What? He just says, this minig is not like that. Well, what they're saying is, you don't really need two Sefer Torah. You take one Sefer Torah and be gael. I don't know. But that's what the Magen Avraham says, that this is what you take out. That's what Magen Avraham is, on the Shulchan Aruch, that says that we take out two Sefer Torah together. The other place it comes up is by Sheva Brachas. What? Kuf Mem Zayin. The end of Kuf Mem Zayin, where it says, "B'yem shebeis, yeish beis sifrei Torah, le'yiftechu ashni." Don't open the second one till you take away the first one. But it also says that you might see him beis hasvarim ka'achas. You take them both out together. Another place that Magen Avraham brings is by Sheva Brachas. By Sheva Brachas, you have one kais for benching, and one kais for the Sheva Brachas. So you ever notice people are makbid not to pour the second cup until after they bench on the first cup? That meaning, not to pour the second cup till after you bench on the first cup, is because of Taisvis, Chavilas Chavilas, that Taisvis holds even preparation, you don't do. Now we don't use one cup for both. That's Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas according to everybody. We have two cups of wine, one for benching and one for Sheva Brachas. Now we don't pour them together. That's totally in the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, if it applies to the preparation or it doesn't apply to the preparation. So that's the it's Arba Kaisa. We pour them separately, just anyway, because just the order in which it goes. What? Oh, you mean the kais shall benching? Yeah, it's true that one of the arba kaises is the benching kais, but all arba kaises are in a bracha. So if I care, the reason we have four kaises is because one of them is on benching. So where each kais needs, one is a kais on kiddush, one is a kais on Gal Yisrael, one is a kais on benching, one is a kais on the bracha of Hallel. So each one is on a bracha. It's not we have four kaises and we double up for benching. It's that the benching is mechayev the one of the four kaises. So anyway, this is the rule of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilais. It's a very stark akasha from Daf Nun in Kiddushin. In Daf Nun, both in the bottom of the Yamid Aleph and in the Mishnah on the Yamid Beis, it talks about me mekadish five women in one shot. Now, why anybody would want to, the Gemara doesn't discuss. But the Gemara entertains the possibility of being mekadish five women. One of them is a shleah, four or five, and you give a basket of peiros, and you mekadish all five in one shot. So that's a stira that our Sameach is. Ain't I submit to Chavilas Chavilas? Now you could really say on this
Gemara. Maybe faster, but the way it's even works.
So really, on the Mishnah, it's not so schwer. You could say you're not supposed to do it, but if you did it. But the Rambam's Lash in the Perek Yudah, Vilchasishas, Allah Yud Gimel, Yesh Laila Adam Lisa Nashim Rabbis Ke'echon, Mavara Prochachas Lekulam. That's fair. The Rambam says, Yesh Laila Adam Lisa Nashim Rabbis Ke'echon, a person can marry many women in one shot, Mavara Prochachas Lekulam. You don't even have to make a separate Siddha Kedushin Bracha. One Mesada Kedushin for both. And you can do two at once. So there it's the Chatkilah, Yesh Laila Adam.
It's a big mitzvah.
To marry two women in one shot? I don't know about that. No one. Okay. Okay. What? They marry two women at once? I don't think so. I don't think women are going to go for it. You know, the women usually want their own party. But anyway, so it's a very stark akasha, and it's Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. Now, I mentioned to you once earlier that you really, it's a machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam, if there is a mitzvah to get married at all. The shaila is, the brach of Siddha Kedushin, is that a brachas ha-mitzvahs, or a brachas ha-shvach? The Rosh, in the first parak in Ksuvis, in the Gemara in the beginning of Ksuvis, has the nusach of the brachas. The Rosh holds that, incredibly, there's no mitzvah to get married. He says, say anywhere in the Torah we get married. He says, ki yikach ish isha, if a man will marry a woman, ubala, then it goes into Parsha Gidin. But it never says, kach isha. The Rosh holds, there's no mitzvah in the Tariyag mitzvahs to get married. So he says, it's the Hechsha mitzvah period rivia. He says, you can do period rivia with a pilagesh, you don't even need kedushin. He's not recommending it, but he says, this is theoretically possible. So, or he says, it's a Hechsha mitzvah. But, what? So it's machleik Yerushalmi. It's kedushim like suba, which Rashi brings a chumish, or it's beli kedushim like suba. But anyway, ki yikachishisha. Oh, so the Rosh Hashita is that kedushin is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah, and the bracha you make is a berachas hashvach. And the raya is, the chassan doesn't even make the bracha. You take a lulav, you make the bracha. You put on tzitzis, you make the bracha. By kedushin, the chassan doesn't even make the bracha. That's a raya, it's just a bracha of praise. The Rambam disagrees. L'chatchila, the one who does the mitzvah does it. Oh, so the Rambam taka disagrees. The Rambam shita is that kedushin is a mitzvah. He counts it as a mitzvah. And he says the Siddha Kedusha Bracha is a Brichas HaMitzvah. And he says in one of his letters, so why doesn't the Chassan do it? So Shalai Levayish is Misheni Yedeya. You can have a Chassan there who trips over to Ivra, he mispronounces it. It's one thing when you're laying, you correct him. While he's getting married, it's just very not nice. So therefore, Shalai Levayish is Misheni Yedeya. The Rambam says that our minig is that the Messiah Kedusha makes the bracha. Nafkamina is if you have a chassan who's deaf, that according to the Rambam, the chassan makes the siddur kedusha bracha. I've been at weddings for chassanim that were deaf, and there's a mesader kedusha, but he doesn't make the bracha. He goes up and makes sure he's mesader, and everything go right. But the chassan makes the bracha, because according to the Rambam, it's a berachas hamitzvah. A berachas hamitzvah, the one doing the mitzvah makes the bracha. So according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to get married. According to the Rosh now. So according to the Rosh, it's good. There's no einos and mitzvahs chavilas. Chavilas is not a mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah, so it's shver. And the Rambam is the one who says, Yeshal Adam Lisa Nashim Har Bekachas. The Rambam himself holds it's a mitzvah. So mainly the Kasha is according to the Rambam. Einos and mitzvahs chavilas. Chavilas. So you do the Shev Bracha separately. The Rambam says, you can marry many women. Karachas. No, there's no by kedushin. There's no simcha. The chuppah, there's simcha. So Rama said, you do it. You do separate week of Sheva Bracha. So then he says,
so one kedushin and different
nisuin. Either different nisuin. The Rama says you can do one nisuin, but you do two separate weeks. Who goes first? I don't know, but you do separate weeks of Sheva Bracha. At any rate, okay, sort of. I want to suggest something along those lines. Just before that, there's Ar Sameach, who asked the Kasha, and Hilchas Tumas Saras, of all places. And the Ramban, the Ar Sameach, answers a difficult teretz. He says, any mitzvah you can do with a shliach, there's no chavilas chavilas. Why is there chavilas? There's only certain mitzvahs. A mitzvah you can do with a shliach, why? Because what's the reason you don't do mitzvahs chavila? Shelo yehinira olav kemasa. Shouldn't look like a burden. If you do it a shliach, if it's a burden, you do it a shliach. If you're doing it yourself, so it doesn't look like a burden anyway, so any mitzvah you can do through a shliach. All right. Satisfying terrorists, maybe not as satisfying. What?
Why
do by a bris? So he's medagdic in his lashon that you can do it a shliach, it's not mitzvah. By a bris, theoretically, the chassan is mitzvah. The mayil is also mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah called Yisrael. I'll tell you, if they went to a sameach, I think I have a simpler teretz. I don't know why the sameach doesn't say it. Isn't it simpler? Einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Shelo yeinir avalav kamas. Shouldn't look like a burden. You have two brisen. It looks like a burden. You're doing two together. You do it separately. By marrying two women, you're not mechuyev to marry two women. You're not obligated to marry two women. Iboy porik masami alav lagamri. If he wants, he doesn't have to marry a second woman. What does it mean nira alav kamasa? It looks like mitzvahs are a burden to him. By a mitzvah he doesn't have to do, it's not shayach. It's funny because the Ar Sameach says a mitzvah can do it a shliach. It's not nira kamasa. Iboy porik masami alav lagamri. If he wants, he doesn't have to do it all. Can make a shliach. So I don't know why he bothers to go into this lumdis of a shliach. Just say, any mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah you're not obligated to marry two women, you marry one woman, and that's adequate. No mechuyev to marry two women. And by a mitzvah kiyumis, not mechuyev to marry a second woman. So ibay paraka masa mayal of lagami, he doesn't have to marry the second woman. So mamela's not shayach nirul of kamasa. What nirul of kamasa? He doesn't have to marry two. What?
So you let away
talis gadol and talis. But your question, you can put them both on together.
Okay.
That's the question. I don't. People give tzedakah to more than one person at a time. Do you ever hear somebody share tainis? You give somebody money, you say split it or something. Never heard. It's not mechuyev to give all of them. You can give whatever you want. So you ever hear anybody have a tithe? You give someone a dollar, you say split it. Sometimes you have people collecting. That's chavilas, chavilas? I don't think so. Because you're not mechuyev. Somebody not mechuyev, it's mitzvah kiyumis. It shouldn't be shayach. Nero love kamas. It looks like a burden. I don't have to do it at all.
He wants
two women. He wants two women. In Hilchos Shechita, it says a shayach could shecht with one hand and do kisei adam with the other hand. And now it's not practical, but in theory, it's a sheikh ba'achas and mechas ba'achas. Why is that chavilas chavilas? It seems that by a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't have to shecht. No, I'm obligated to shecht. I have to shecht an animal. I have to shecht. It sounds like by a mitzvah kiyumis, there's no chavilas. I don't have to shecht. So if I shecht and kisei adam together, what do you have a taina on me?
Yeah,
it's a burden. If it's a burden, I don't have to do it. So it's just, it looks, it seems, what? Chaim Eisler would write two tshuvas at one time. Anyway, this is just my ha'ara to answer the question. Agav, like this isn't, this Mishnah, marrying five women, this is the famous kasha in the yeshiva belt, that it's chavilos chavilos, why are you marrying five women at once? I think the minig by us is nobody marries five women at one shot anyway, so... Okay.